The votes are in on the controversial noise walls proposed for part of I-277. The North Carolina Department of Transportation says it's moving forward with one section. The other section has been voted down. The next move comes tonight from the Charlotte City Council, who, along with other groups, has said it's concerned the wall would block views of uptown. WFAE's Duncan McFadden is following this story, and he joins me now. Duncan, remind us why this issue has gotten so much attention in recent weeks.
Well, these walls have been on the city's radar since back in the fall. They're part of the plan to widen I-77 from Iredell County into uptown, and they're supposed to reduce road noise for people who live nearby. But City Council and Mayor Cannon, along with the 4th Ward Neighborhood Association and Center City Partners, are concerned a solid concrete wall up to 22 feet high would block the view of the uptown skyline. It's state policy to let property owners and residents vote on whether the wall goes up or not, and we got the results of that vote from the state today.
So how did the votes come down?
Okay, there are two proposed sections of this wall, both on the northern part of 277, the Brookshire Freeway side. One is on the outer edge of 277, roughly between College and Caldwell Streets. Most of the votes for this section came from the owner of Alpha Mill Apartments, and there were enough in the DOT's terms to exclude that section from the design. The other part borders the 4th Ward on the uptown side of 277, roughly from Graham to Tryon Streets, and this is where it gets complicated. Of the ballots that were mailed back to the DOT, the vote was nearly 3-1 against the wall. But the state formula requires more than half of the total possible vote to come back against the wall to rule it out. Put another way, the ballots that don't come back essentially count as yes votes. So because of that, opponents of the wall were 6 votes short of stopping it.
So what will City Council do tonight?
They'll probably ask the city's planning staff to research their options, and those would include paying extra to use plexiglass panels instead of concrete for all of some of the wall, or they can try to get state and federal regulators to change the policy or grant an exception to it. But as the vote shows, people who own property or live near where the wall would be going are not unanimously opposed to it. So council has said it's prepared to work with residents to come up with other ways to reduce the noise other than a wall, like using landscaping.
All right, Duncan, thank you.
Thank you.
WFAE's Duncan McFadden.